The Return of the Wounded Hero. Imagine November 3rd, 1856. Just months earlier, Senator Charles Sumner had lain in his own blood on the floor of the U.S. Senate, nearly beaten to death for his anti-slavery beliefs. Today, he is coming home. An 11-carriage procession winds through the streets of Boston toward the State House. Thousands line the sidewalks. 31 young women, dressed in white with wreaths in their hair, step forward to hand him bouquets of flowers. A massive banner near Shawmut Avenue proclaims, "Massachusetts loves, honors, and will sustain her noble senator." But as the carriage pulls up to these very steps, the crowd sees the truth. Sumner is pale, he is frail, his brain and nervous system are jangled, and he relies on morphine just to sleep. Governor Henry Gardner greets him here on a specially built platform. When the wounded hero rises to speak, the 15,000 people on Beacon Street go silent. Sumner speaks for only a minute before his strength fails him. His voice gives out. He hands his written remarks to reporters, but his message is clear. He writes, "I seek nothing but the triumph of truth. I avoid no labor, I shrink from no exposure, and complain of no hardship,